Lasers and ray guns? Given the enormous variety of commercial lasers and the power of military lasers, why don't we have ray guns available for use in combat and on the battlefield? Ray guns of one sort or another seem to be standard issue weaponry in science fiction movies. Why aren't we working to create them? The simple answer is the lack of a portable power pack. One would need miniature power packs that contain the power of a huge electrical power station, yet are small enough to fit on your palm. At present, the only way to harness the power of a large commercial power station is to build one. At present, the smallest portable military device that can contain vast amounts of energy is a miniature hydrogen bomb, which might destroy you as well as the target. There is a second ancillary problem as well: the stability of the lasing material. Theoretically, there's no limit to the energy one can concentrate on a laser. The problem is that the lasing material in a handheld ray gun would not be stable. Crystal lasers, for example, will overheat and crack if too much energy is pumped into them. Hence, to create an extremely powerful laser, the kind that might vaporize an object or neutralize a foe, one might need to use the power of an explosion. In that case, the stability of the lasing material is not such a limitation, since such a laser would be used only once. Because of the problems in creating a portable power pack and a stable lasing material, building a handheld ray gun is not possible with today's technology. Ray guns are possible, but only if they are connected by a cable to a power supply. Or perhaps with nanotechnology, we might be able to create miniature batteries that store or generate enough energy to create the intense bursts of energy required of a handheld device. At present, as we have seen, nanotechnology is quite primitive. At the atomic level, scientists have been able to create atomic devices that are quite ingenious, but impractical, such as an atomic abacus and an atomic guitar. But it is conceivable that late in this century or the next, nanotechnology may be able to give us miniature batteries that can store such fabulous amounts of energy. Lightsabers suffer from a similar problem. When the movie Star Wars first came out in the 1970s and lightsabers became a best-selling toy among children, many critics pointed out that such a device could never be made. First, it is impossible to solidify light. Light always travels at the speed of light. It cannot be made solid. Second, light beams do not terminate in midair as do the lightsabers used in Star Wars. Light beams keep on going forever. A real lightsaber would stretch into the sky. Actually, there is a way to construct a kind of lightsaber using plasmas or superhot ionized gas. Plasmas can be made hot enough to glow in the dark and also slice through steel. A plasma lightsaber would consist of a thin, hollow rod that slides out of the handle, like a telescope. Inside this tube, hot plasmas would be released that would then escape through small holes placed regularly along the rod. As the plasma flowed out of the handle, up the rod and through the holes, it would create a long glowing tube of super hot gas, sufficient to melt steel. This device is sometimes referred to as a plasma torch. So it is possible to create a high energy device that resembles a lightsaber. But as with ray guns, you would have to create a high-energy portable power pack. Either you would need long cables connecting the lightsaber to a power supply, or you would have to create, via nanotechnology, a tiny power supply that could deliver huge amounts of power. So while ray guns and lightsabers are possible to create in some form today, the handheld weapons found in science fiction movies are beyond current technology. But late in this century or the next, with new advances in material science and also nanotechnology, a form of ray gun might be developed, making it a Class 1 impossibility.